Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. New unemployment numbers are out for Northwest Georgia, and Dade County continues to show a stable job market, though it's running slightly higher than some neighboring areas. The latest data shows Dade County's unemployment rate at about 3.7%. While that reflects a steady workforce, it's slightly higher than the state's average of 3.5% and also higher than nearby Walker County at 3.1% and Catoosa County at 3.5%. Across the rest of the region, unemployment remains relatively low. Whitfield County at 4.1, Murray County at 3.9, Chautauqua County at 4.3, and Gordon County at 3.2. State labor officials say continued strength in key industries like healthcare, manufacturing, and construction is helping keep unemployment numbers low across Northwest Georgia. A local candidate debate in Dade County is wrapped up, giving voters a closer look at those seeking to represent them ahead of the upcoming election. The event was held this past Saturday at the Dade County Public Library and co-hosted by Discover Dade and KWIN Radio. Candidates for local offices took part in discussion, sharing their views on key issues and answering questions submitted by the public. Organizers say the debate was designed to give voters a better understanding of where each candidate stands as early voting continues. Now, if you missed it, you can watch the full debate now online at discoverdade.com. With Election Day approaching, events like this continue to play an important role in helping voters stay informed before heading to the polls. Lanny Thomas, the newly elected state senator from the 53rd District, is taking on a larger role at the state capitol. The Tryon Republican has been appointed to several key Georgia Senate committees, giving Northwest Georgia a voice on issues ranging from education and transportation to natural resources and local government. Thomas will serve on the banking and financial institutions, as well as higher education, natural resources and the environment, and transportation committees. He'll also serve as an ex officio member of both the Education and Youth Committee and the State and Local Government Operations Committee. Thomas says he's honored by the appointments and looks forward to representing the needs of local communities at the state level. A retired educator with more than 35 years of experience, Thomas says education will remain a top priority. He also brings years of local government experience, having served as both a councilman and a mayor. Thomas represents Georgia's 53rd Senate District, including Dade, Walker, Catoosa, and Chautauqua counties, along with part of Floyd County. A Northeast Alabama murder case is back in the spotlight as Loretta Carr is now trying to withdraw her guilty plea. Carr previously pled guilty in the death of Mary Elizabeth Isbell, a case in which prosecutors say Isbell was pushed off a cliff. Now Carr's new legal team is asking a judge to allow the case to go to trial, arguing that Carr did not fully understand the consequences of her guilty plea. Her attorneys claim she was advised it was in her best interest, but say she did not realize she was admitting to all aspects of the case or the potential sentence she could face. They also pointed to paperwork issues during the original plea process. Prosecutors pushing back, saying Carr knowingly signed the plea agreement after hearing emotional statements from the victim's family. Meanwhile, several supporters gathered outside the courthouse during last week's hearing, calling for a trial and claiming the case was mishandled. The judge says he will take the request under advisement and is expected to make a decision mid-month. The Atlanta Braves kept the momentum rolling over the weekend, completing a sweep of the Colorado Rockies. Now the Braves hit the road to start a new three-game series a little further west against the Seattle Mariners. Tonight and tomorrow night, 8:25 is airtime with that first pitch at 9:40. And Wednesday's game will be a day game late in the afternoon at 2:55. You can catch all the action right here live on KWIN. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com. And throughout the day, here on the home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR, 101.3, 104.3, 106.1 FM, and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.